Hey everybody, it's your local psychologist here, Psych Chrissy. Welcome to the Well AF podcast, where all of your health and wellness is delivered in a no BS manner. Before you wreck yourself, yeah. Come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health. Hey everybody, it's Psych Chrissy here. Welcome to episode 3 of the Well AF podcast. And the third episode, I suppose, kind of the second, but we've got to name it number 3 because that's how it's all being recorded, to my Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself series, which is getting you guys to really check back in on the way that you think about things. Because as we all know, it really is the control center, and you've got to fix the way that you think if you want to fix anything else in your life. So it's very, very important for you to have a good awareness of what goes on in your mindset to be able to make changes or cope better in life. So as I mentioned at the end of episode 3 is going to be about catastrophizing. Now you're probably sitting there thinking, what the heck is a catastrophizer? So if you think of a catastrophe, it's very much the same, but in the mind. It's exaggerated thinking, negative forecasting, this tendency to, I suppose, make a mountain out of a molehill. And it's a little bit different to worrying because it can be circular, but it is very much this inflated, exaggerated experience that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And look, we've probably all done it from time to time. And look, when we think about where the heck exaggerated thinking comes from or catastrophizing, it does come from a few different aspects. One is that it can just be an entrenched pattern of thinking that we've adopted over time, that for some reason or another, it's we started thinking or negative forecasting or exaggerating, and then it becomes just our way of thinking. Entrenched thinking patterns can arise for all kinds of reasons. One of them also can be is that it's connected to a difficult past or something traumatic or challenging that has happened to us, and then we start to continue to predict situations in an exaggerated manner because we're fearful of that past from reoccurring again. We also know that exaggerated thinking is strongly connected to anxiety disorders. So unfortunately, if you're prone to anxiety, we could pretty much say that exaggerated thinking is probably sitting behind it. It's probably the creator of the anxiety because we know that thoughts are strongly linked to the way that we feel about ourselves. So you're probably thinking, well, when does it tend to happen? Like, what are the big ticket moments? What are the most likely scenarios that exaggerated thinking or negative forecasting is likely to happen? Now, a lot of the time it is connected to fearful experiences. So, and it is connected to our deepest fears or our concerns or our anxieties that we have that could potentially play out. It's also really strongly connected to high value kind of situations. So if we perceive that something is going to be very important to us or high value or just cannot go wrong, or we tend to get stuck in a very anxious mindset around negative forecasting because we don't want things to go wrong when they're high value. We really, really want them to go right. So our bloody mindset starts to, you know, play tricks on us and talk to us in really unhelpful ways because we get scared about not being able to achieve that high value outcome for ourselves. So the bloody mind, it can be our worst enemy at times. So a lot of the time, you know, when I've got clients in private practice and, you know, I'm trying to motivate people to make change or do whatever it is that they want to do in life, I start to get them to really look at their mindset or their thinking patterns in a way where they start to sort through what's what. You know, when I spoke to you guys a little bit about this in the Worrying podcast, because becoming better at managing thoughts is becoming better at being able to stand back from them and notice what is going on. Being able to stand back and go, well, what is happening here? I'm getting this thought, but is it actually reality? You know, because a lot of the time we do walk around and really take on board, or we listen to and fully believe everything that goes through our mind. But we know that, well, we may know, or you may not know, but I'm telling you now, Psych Chrissy's telling you now that thoughts are not facts, you know. They are just sometimes built on our fears or our anxieties, or they're triggered by difficult life experiences or things that have happened to us in the past. But they're not necessarily reality. So one of the key ways of managing exaggerated thinking is about being able to sort through what the heck is what. Is this just an example of my exaggeration? Am I blowing things out of proportion? Is this just another example of where, you know, I am struggling to see what is a reality-based thought and what might not be? So, you know, what, being able to do that is very, very important to managing exaggerated thinking, guys. So, you know, it's important also that standing back from thoughts and being more observant, and also being accepting that thoughts will come and go, and that our choice is actually in our reaction to thoughts, is a very powerful mechanism that we can use when we're trying to deal with thoughts in more helpful ways. You know, with catastrophic or exaggerated thinking, another way of self-soothing is by telling ourselves that bad things sometimes happen, but just because one thing has happened, and that might have been really distressing and overwhelming for us, it doesn't necessarily mean that that predicts the future. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's always going to happen. So we've got to keep those catastrophes in check. And it's very important that we challenge our thinking in those ways, but accept that sometimes exaggerated and distorted mindset is just a part of the way that we react to things, but we know we don't necessarily have to do anything about that other than just accept the thoughts there and we can react to it in the way that we please. Does it sound all a bit hard, guys? Thinking, managing thoughts is hard work. Don't get me wrong, it really is. But it's not impossible. So that's what the Psych Chrissy Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself series is all about. It's about getting you guys to think about things in different ways. So I've got a couple of other tips for you. It's about looking at alternatives. So when you're sitting there and you're going, oh, you know, and this is going to happen and it's going to create this, and you're getting all really exaggerated, inflated, with your scenarios, I want you to try and think of some positive possibilities as well. Whilst these catastrophic events may happen, don't get me wrong, there are also some positive outcomes that could potentially arise at the same token. But we often don't balance that out. So balancing thoughts is a very important way of coping with exaggerated thinking. We've got to balance that out. Whilst, yes, a plane may drop out of the sky when we're in it, if you've got some flight phobia, there's also a possibility that we will get to our destination safe and sound. And in fact, a higher likelihood based on evidence, you know, based on the statistics of flying, it's far more likely that we're going to arrive safely than not. So definitely something to consider. I will leave you guys with another bit of food for thought around exaggerated thinking. Sometimes when our mind really starts getting out of control with overwhelming and difficult or challenging thoughts that we often encounter, it's a symptom that we're not looking after ourselves properly. It could be a symptom of stress or burnout, feeling overwhelmed. It's a symptom that we probably need to start taking care of ourselves. So, you know, making sure that we are engaging in activities that are making us happy will help us keep our unhelpful thinking at bay. So if you are working really long hours and you're not really taking time for yourself, and you're not engaging in self-care practices like mindfulness or maybe a bit of yoga or some breathing exercises, or hey, maybe just a little bit of Wentworth or watching a little bit of Love Island, whatever it is that floats your boat, you've got to look after yourself to keep your mindset healthy. And if you're not doing those self-care activities, you can find that it starts to wear down, it makes you tired, it makes you much more prone to unhelpful thinking. So you've got to look after yourself, guys. That's a very, very important measure that we need to take if we want to keep our thinking patterns and our mindset in check. So here we go, guys. So there is another way that we can help manage our thinking patterns. I've had a think. One of the things I might look at in the next episode is around rigid thinking. Are you a black and white thinker? Are you all or nothing? Does it have to be this way or that way? Well, Psych Chrissy is coming for you, guys. I've got some insights to bring you around the functions of that thinking style, but also I've got some ways to help you rebalance that. Because as you know, with rigid thinking, it really gets people fired up when they're all or nothing, particularly when things aren't going their way. So stay tuned for that episode, guys. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be true Psych Chrissy style in all no holds barred, no BS manner. So I will see you guys for the next episode of Well AF that is going to be focused on rigid thinking. I'll see you then.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.